The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the prerogatives of a pastor when he comes to a new parish is to take all the altar servers and sacristans and change everything and confuse them completely. That's what I've done. But also, we're excited. We had an altar server training this week, and I'm excited to welcome a brand new altar server in our midst, Merritt Beals. So we're happy he's serving tonight. You'll probably see him a lot with Izzy. Thank you, Merritt, for doing this. Let's welcome him and thank him. Yeah. Who is the greatest? It's such a human argument. Who is the best? Who is the smartest? Who has the most talent? Who is loved by more people? Did you ever get into arguments with your brothers or sisters when you were young with words like, "Mom loves me more," "I'm the favorite"? The apostles were arguing over who was the greatest among them, kind of like children. So here is what Jesus does. He changes the expectation. If you want to be the greatest, you have to be the least. If you want to be first, you have to be last. If you want to be with me, become like a little child, dependent on God. He's teaching us how to receive from God. Learn how to receive Jesus in your life. I spent a little bit of time Friday morning reading the poetry of a famous poet from India. His name was, and I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but Tagore, T-A-G-O-R-E. He lived in the late 19th into the early 20th century. And he wrote about beauty and love and joy. So I came across this beautiful quote that I think speaks to this changing of expectations through the encounter with the divine, an encounter with God. Tagore wrote, "I fell asleep and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and found that life was service. I served and found that service is joy." It's kind of a beautiful thought, a powerful truth of what the Christian understanding of service is all about. Jesus wants to change our understanding of everything. Place every thought in the context of God's perspective. How would you see the world in God's eyes? Could you look into the world with God's eyes and see truth, dignity? Could you see worth and beauty in all people, in all places, in everything? Could you see and understand what other people cannot see and understand? It's like the story of the old shabby violin. There was this auction going on, and this old shabby violin came up for auction, and the auctioneer was trying hard to sell this violin, to auction it off. At this point in the auction, there had only been a bid of $10. So the auctioneer got a little desperate, and he called out to the crowd, "Would anyone like to play this old violin?" And so, out of all of the people, one old man raised his hand and stood up. He also looked a little shabby. He walked up and approached the platform and took the violin, and he began to play. And he drew from the old instrument what was described as an exquisite melody and a sound that the entire auction hall was able to hear and be moved, many people almost to tears. As the beautiful music kind of died down, a few seconds of silence followed, and then the entire crowd burst into applause. The bidding began again and climbed up to almost $4,000. The touch of this master violinist brought out in this old violin value, worth that no one could see except this man who knew what was there. He could see it. He knew what was possible. When we strive to be servants, when we strive to be the least, when we strive to be true disciples of the Lord, we will find great worth, dignity, and joy, not only in the world around us, but within ourselves. We won't ever see God in others if we don't recognize the worth and the good that exists within ourselves. God sees you, and he sees great worth, great value. He sees something he's created with his own hands. He loves every bit of you with a great love. Our hearts and souls belong to God. He will never look at you and say, "Worthless," or "a waste of time." Even when you have not lived a holy life, he would never say that. Even when you have rejected God's love 1,000 times, he would never say it. Even when you have forgotten God And as St. James says, when you are full of disorder and every foul practice, he still sees you. He calls you and all of us to repentance, and he fills us with mercy and love, but he still is calling you to live a holy life, to live for God, to love a life of order and truth, one that wills the good of all people, even those you can't stand the sight of. If there's one person in your life today that you can think of, I don't like being around them. Are you willing they're good even then? This is the life of a servant. You can't be anything if you don't first become the least, a servant of all. Live the life that finds its way to heaven, following at all times Jesus Christ. Who is the greatest? Who is the best, the first, or the holiest among us? None of us is. Not one of us in this church is the greatest. So let's serve and lay down our lives and give to our neighbor and love as Christ loves. Then we will be saints. We'll be holy. Then we'll be great. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.